The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senate, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Good evening, folks. Yes, it is Sunday, 6 p.m. Time for another episode of the What Are You Reading comic book show. We are in volume 6, and I believe we're in issue 24 now. So, we're kind of on a mini roll here because it's very rare when I can get to do a show this many weeks in a row. But I'm here. And we are live on Rant EM Radio and on TuneIn and Stitcher and a few other places. And of course, we upload this on Blog Talk Radio to listen to a tape. But you don't want to listen to tape, you want to listen live. But if you can only listen to tape, you know, feel free to do that also. And I'll be joined by a few people soon. If you want to call in, you can call in on Skype. My Skype is SilverSurfer_forever. Or you can use your phone and call me up on your iPhone or cell phone or whatever, flip phone at 215-253-4516. We'd love to have you. We'd love you to join the conversation. Isn't that right?
Yes, we would.
See, Jordan calls in because Jordan likes me. He's my friend. And he helps me with the show. How are you?
I'm good. And to help you out even more with the show, I actually went and saw a movie yesterday.
Okay, a little late on the movie part. What movie did you see?
The World.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, folks. I'm thirsty. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Where's Steve? Is he calling in?
I don't know. Maybe he's
off
doing.
No, he's online. He's on Skype. All right. I'm cursing him out on Skype. You're fired. See, I have to.
No, you just need to do what happens if Ryan back to the future part too. Just call him, email him, text him.
See, Steve doesn't want to do the show, it seems like, and I wish he would just come out and say it. So I can end that friendship and never talk to him ever again.
Oh, come on now. Let's not get that dramatic.
You know, that's how I feel sometimes. But anyway, let's get into some news. And not the news you want to rant about. We'll get to that much later into the show.
I don't even need to rant.
Huh?
Nothing, go ahead.
Yeah, we started the week off with some tragic news. When a young actor, Lee Thompson Young, who, for some of you who watched Smallville like I did for 10 years, known him as the guy who played Cyborg. Of course, he has been on other shows like Rosalie and Isles, and was he on Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, he was in the Friday Night Lights movie. Well, I first remember him as being on the Disney Channel original series, The Famous Bette Jackson.
Okay, yeah, not it's after my time. But yeah, he apparently died of suicide. I'm not quite sure what it was that caused him to commit, take his own life, but it was sad news, sad news. We're joined by on the phone by my friend Lee. Lee, what's up, my friend?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
Here comes Steve-O. He wants to finally join in. You almost lost your job again this week, Steve, but thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Anywho.
So what's up? What's going on?
Well, we're going to get into the big discussion a little later. We're just going over some other news, like Lee Thompson Young committing suicide earlier this week, and he was known for playing Cyborg on Smallville.
Yeah.
Were you a Smallville fan, Lee?
Yeah, yeah, but I had stopped watching probably around... I watched faithfully up until Season 7. I have Season 7 on DVD, but I didn't watch 8, 9, or 10. I've been meaning to get them. I'm just waiting for a sale to come out.
Oh, usually they have a sale on these things.
You can find them for some places. I usually get them locally or sometimes Amazon. I have them for about $10.
Yeah.
So I usually get them, you know, if you know Amazon, you get over $25, you get the free shipping, so...
Okay. Of course, with the Avengers 2 coming out, there's always this is talk that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch is going to play a major role in the movie. And Quicksilver was casted by Aaron Johnson, who, of course, you know is Kick-Ass. And they wanted to give the role of the Scarlet Witch to Saoirse Ronan. But she turned it down. So now they're leaning towards Elizabeth Olsen. And I kind of think both of them are kind of young for the role, but maybe the interpretation of Scarlet Witch is going to be different from what we're used to reading. Any thoughts on the Skeletor's twin's younger sister?
What was that noise?
Yeah, what was that noise?
I don't know.
All right, whoever said they don't know did it. No, I'm just kidding. So the Skeletor twin sister, younger sister, looks like she's going to get the role. Any thoughts?
Is it a done deal?
One at a time.
Sorry. Is it a done deal?
I haven't read it was a done deal, but it's mostly done.
She may be good for the part. Who knows? She might do it, she might not do it.
Elizabeth Olsen's a very good actress, very capable, I might like her in what I've seen of her so far, and I think she could be a good start watch.
Well, then, at least they're not casting one of her sisters, so. That would have been a disaster.
Very true.
Now, we're all Thor fans online. Well, Disney is a... doing a Thor and Asgard park coming to Disneyland this fall. So now I gotta save my money, go to California so I can visit Asgard.
Are you serious?
On the rainbow bridge to Asgard.
Yeah, they're doing a Thor park at Disneyland.
Well, at any point, Chris Hemsworth or Tom Hiddleston come out and read you personally a story.
They already have an Iron Man park, basically. You know, where you, I guess you tour like Stark Tech Industries or something like that. But even the better part is Disney is teaming up to. Where's the article? Here we go. They're supposed to be bringing a Marvel theme park on the road, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. They're doing that.
I don't see the article. Anyway, so Wait, here we go. Marvel Experience tour coming in 2014. Okay. Let me ask you something. Do any of y'all trust traveling attractions like this? Like, we've all been to those makeshift carnivals, right?
Yeah.
You do anybody think they're safe?
Depends on the company that's doing it. Because a well-known company that does their amusement, their parks really well, will not have any problems. But there's some shady ones, but it should be safe.
Well, Marvel's
if there's any history of such things, might be shady. I don't know.
No, I was saying Marvel's teaming.
You were saying about Marvel.
Marvel is teaming up with Hero Ventures to do a 4 interactive tour which features a 4D motion ride as a centerpiece. The event will be part of a theme park, one part con, and will include original 3D anime features, digitally projected animation, motion comic, original stories, holographic simulations, and of course, merchandising. The experience will also include integrated social media and the aforementioned 4D motion ride. All this set to take place under a 50,000 square foot dome. The tour will make stops in 24 cities in several days at a time, with specific locations and ticket information set to announce shortly. There are already two parts of the experience being planned, with the second tour featuring another theme. All right, who's in? Who's out?
I'm still trying to look for a job. See, I can afford that shit.
I'm not going to travel all the way there just to have a ride.
No. It's going to come to different cities around the country.
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh man, so I'm going to be there all by myself.
Yup, I'm out.
Hey, nobody, I see you in the chat room. What's up, my friend? What else we got to talk about? Oh, yeah. It looks like Rocket Raccoon is going to be voiced by Bradley Cooper.
Oh, that's shocking. Is he going to do the British accent or is it the Scottish accent? Can't remember.
I never had it in my mind what Rocket Raccoon sounds like. I know I've seen different cartoons where they made him sound one way or another, but is he going to supposed to sound Australian or something, or just a tough guy? What?
In Marvel vs. Capcom, Rocket Raccoon's voice is kind of like Scottish Irish, I think.
Oh, okay.
Scottish, not Scottish, that heavy English accent.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Rocket Raccoon at one point rating hotel rooms for Gideon's Bible?
What's that again now?
No, that was his, when he first came out, that was his character. He was like rating hotel rooms for Gideon's Bible, copies of Gideon's Bible.
Oh, I don't know.
Those little free Bibles to give away. And then I guess he turned him into a serious character.
I don't know anything about the original Rocket Raccoon. All right. When they decide to.
I had an issue or two of it.
Do Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, they took all these obscure characters that hadn't been used in years and somehow made it work.
See, I've read the original Guardians.
Oh, yeah, I've read the original Guardians. The newer,
when they did the newer ones, I wasn't really reading them. Wasn't that around the time with,
It spun out Annihilation Conquest, which was the second Annihilation series.
Yeah, see, I didn't read any of that.
Oh, you need to read the Annihilation.
Guardians started out in Annihilation, the miniseries, Annihilation Star-Lord.
Right, but that was the part of Annihilation Conquest.
See, I got it back in the day, I used to be, you know, as much as I could of the cosmic stuff, but after I missed all of that, because I went to the library once with my sister some years ago, and I saw Quasar was a woman, and it was just a lot of different stuff. So it seems like with the Marvel Now thing, is they allowing people space to catch up with. I think they only really have what, 3 cosmic titles so far, and a Silver Surfer webcomic.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Now, really, like, okay, I've sat in convention with Kusada, said he really don't care about cosmic storylines much, which is why, you know, you don't get as often as you could when he was in charge and he was editor-in-chief. But since they got a lot invested in this Guardians of the Galaxy movie, they decided to come out with these new books. And so they got new Guardians of the Galaxy comic book based on the characters that's going to be in the movie. And then they got the new Nova, which is based off the Ultimate Spider-Man version of Nova, which is Sam Alexander. Yes.
Yeah.
So he's a kid. The original Nova started off, he was a kid. And he's missing right now. Nobody knows where
but he's at. Was a little older too. I mean, this one's like, isn't this one like middle school?
Richard Rider was in high school when he became a Nova.
And if you want, you can get those 25 issues right. In the essential version.
Because when New Warriors came out, he got his powers back. They was calling him Kid Nova.
For what, I don't know, because he's a grown man. But yeah.
Well, nah, he was about 17.
No, they bumped him up to 18. That's what it was. I remember.
Okay. Yeah, and so, you know, Marvel always tries to recapture what Spider-Man did for kids when he first came out, and which is why you get characters like Speedball, and then, of course, now they got this new Nova, so...
Well, the thing about, like, Speedball and all of them was... Dana was interested about the New Warriors because I'm like the hugest New Warriors fan. Like, I started them from, I remember their first appearance in Thor.
Yes, I got that.
Yeah, and it was around a time where I had just started getting into it, probably about a year before, maybe a year or two before. And then they had like disappeared for some months, and then they came back in their own. And you know, I remember Speedball had his own monthly, but it was just kind of, you know, he was just a character that was just, you know, there. And I mean, I think that did him some good. But as a matter of fact, isn't he back to being Speedball?
Yeah.
Yes.
I really wish they didn't kill Dwayne. I really wish they would bring them back in a serious way.
Yeah, because they killed him off in Civil War. The main, some of the first team of New Warriors.
Well, I mean, according to, I mean, I think from the original six, only the Dwayne is the only one that really died.
No, Name Marita died too that day.
They brought her back.
No, they brought back her mother, Namor.
Oh, that's what he did. That's what Nova did that. They said okay.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. That was from the whole Cancerverse thing. That's a different one from a different universe. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Okay. Supposedly, New Warriors are going to show up in upcoming Nova issue.
Nova's back?
No, the current Nova.
Oh, that character. Oh, really?
Okay. Yes.
See, I didn't know they reformed. I know after the whole Avengers Academy thing or Avengers. Well, not that. I forget what it was called.
Well, the last version of New Warriors was a bunch of depowered mutants who were given.
No, I'm talking about after that. When they showed when Justice and
Initiative,
Avengers. Yeah, and they drove off. They didn't call them that, but they left together.
Oh, so wait, the people that was the depowered mutants that was with the New Warriors, that was part of New Warriors, they left with Justice.
No. They had just disbanded because, you know, Jubal. So y'all got to tell them that's a whole different story. I don't know how Jubal.
It's because of a Civil War. They got disbanded.
Yeah, after the Civil War, whatever, they got disbanded. But when they were in the issue of the new initiative,
Speedball. No, they formed after Civil War.
Yeah, this was after Civil War.
No, I'm saying the depowered mutant version of the New World formed after Civil War.
Yeah, that was the Kevin. What's his name? He wrote those issues or whatever. That was the one with when Bandit was posing as Night Thrasher. Not that Justice. Remember, Justice went with
He used to be Marvel.
Cam Hammond. Yeah, Justice went Cam Hammond with and he was doing the Initiative title.
Right, I know. He was
him and Speedball left
mm-hmm.
together. So that's right, yeah, he did become Speedball. I'll probably be able to find a picture of it to show you that.
Speedball was a instructor with the Avengers Academy until that book ended.
Before it ended, them two left together.
Oh, okay.
Well, Speedball became Penance because he changed.
No, he was Penance during after Civil War. But then after the whole heroic age started, he went back to being Speedball and was an instructor on the Avengers Academy.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So anyway,
they didn't trust him or something, didn't they? Wanted like they didn't, or some people weren't accepting of him or what have you because
he was the only survivor. You know when they killed off all the New Warriors.
Right, yeah. He survived, and he was given the blame for what happened in Stanford.
Yeah.
And of course, wasn't his fault, but hey, somebody had to take the blame. Now, this is for you, Jordan Cobb, so,
what?
Keep your hands above your waist. No cream, okay? Don't touch the lotion. Don't pick up the lotion.
What the shit?
Arrow star Emily Brett Richards. She's going to be more of a physical presence in next year's Arrow. She's going to be kicking butt. All
right. Why do you?
You know you like her.
Who does she play on Arrow? Yeah.
She plays Felicity. Felicity Smoke.
Wow. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, right.
I heard they're going to introduce superpowers in this season.
Well, yeah, Black Canary and Flash.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I thought they were going to steer clear of that, I just thought that was something that this was going to be. More like the Batman.
But the thing is, those are two effects that they know they can do because they did it plenty of times with Smallville. You know you can do the super speed.
Yeah, I know. It just opens the door for a lot more stuff now. It's like when they introduce, so now, I mean, that was the excuse that, you know, a lot of people accepted why Laurel wasn't going to be Black Canary, but you know, I guess they went back on it. I mean, it's fine. I don't have a problem with it.
She still could become Black Canary.
Yeah, I mean, they got somebody else, but yeah, that's fine.
Speaking of Arrow, there's an episode that's kind of a spoiler to who's the main bad for season 2. And one of the episodes' title is Demon's Head. So we all know what that means.
Well, and that's well. That's connected to. So you think they'll do like a Batman connection?
No, no, he's not showing up. No, although, I mean,
they might do a reference, but he ain't gonna show up.
I think that's the tragedy about Smallville that Bruce Wayne never showed up on Smallville.
Well, to my understanding, he couldn't.
Right, but he should have.
I mean, well, you can always read Smallville season 11.
Yeah, no, but he's.
I'm just joking. I'm just saying.
I'm saying he's Batman in the comic book. I'm saying he could have shown up with Bruce Wayne learning to become a crime fighter and came across Clark Kent. And, you know.
But would they allow that, even that? Because to my understanding,
Warner
him to be on it.
Yeah, Warner Movie Division wouldn't allow it. But they were wrong for doing that. And, you know. Smallville sprung out of them wanting to do a Bruce Wayne TV show.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, they was going to do they had plans to do a Bruce Wayne TV show. And they had already planned a two-parter called Smallville, where some kid with some powers was going to show up and tag along. And of course, that fell through after, I believe, Batman Begins went to pre-production. So then they came up with Smallville.
Didn't they say they were going to do Grayson's TV show?
Yeah, that would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
Well, how long was Birds of Prey on the air? I never seen any of that.
That one lasted a season.
Really? Was that any good?
I thought it was okay.
Hell no.
No, it was okay.
Tell Truth Surfer, because you never say anything's bad.
No, I do think things are bad. It was. Listen, if you can watch it on Netflix, watch it. Your eyes are not gonna fall out. I mean,
didn't they have a scene? I did see a clip of it on YouTube where they showed the Joker shoot Barbara Gordon.
Yeah, because Barbara Gordon was in a wheelchair in the TV show. She was Oracle. Okay. And this was in the future, and this particular Huntress was Batman's daughter.
Okay.
Anyway, DC has announced that they're going to come out with a Justice League Canada set to come out next year. What Canadian superheroes do they have, the former Justice League Canada?
Booster Gold.
Booster Gold's the only one.
Yeah,
but you know what, though? I think the whole thing with this is that... See, the thing is... something's supposed to happen here. The belief is something's supposed to happen to America where they have to go to Canada. Like, they can't stay here.
Wait, the Justice League of America is going to go to Canada, or the Justice League is going to go to Canada?
Well, out of this whole Forever Evil thing, you know, the whole, and I don't know what's on your run sheet, so I don't want to be sipping around, but...
No, speak up.
Okay, so the whole thing is that for the longest time, everybody believed that, and I think you mentioned this before, everybody believed that the main villain of the whole Trinity War everything is initially supposed to be Alfred from Earth 3. And Geoff Johns did confirm that it's going to be the crime syndicate that's going to, you know, be the ones that's...
For Forever Evil.
Forever Evil. So this all bleeds into the Forever Evil one. And everyone thought it was going to be the villains taking over, but actually it's going to be the villains who are going to be... current villains who are going to be fighting. And it was like also this new thing where Dick Grayson's supposed to... The rumor is supposed to... Superwoman. Well, Superwoman's supposed to use her lasso and make him reveal his identity in front of everybody.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And then the Justice League can't, they aren't able to be in the United States anymore. Like, it either won't be one or something crazy, and they're going to have to relocate to Canada.
Okay.
That's why the book is getting renamed.
And they got a Canadian writing it. Lemire's from Canada. He's going to write it.
Okay. Hey, you know, if I'm the DC villains, I'm fighting against crime syndicate too, because the crime syndicate come in and they're gonna take over everything. I mean,
well, it makes sense for Luthor, because I mean he's gonna hate any version of any Superman. So
yeah, I think there's a cover where Batman recruits some villains to take out some of the crime syndicate,
because the crimes, okay, the Justice League, they're good guys and they beat the bad guys. But imagine these people with their same powers willing to take lives and don't give a damn.
Well, my question is, you know, with all this happening, well, my question is, one, they showed a Batman that was in one of the Forever Evil ads.
Right, I think he's like the only hero that's going to be around.
Yeah, and also I want to know, and I don't want to give away, I don't know if anyone, I don't want to give away spoilers of how soon it is, but in the last issue of, I'll just say they showed a scene in the last Trinity War, and they showed which one was it? Justice League Dark, was it?
Justice League of America.
Of America, okay.
No, sorry, it's Dark. Dark.
It is Dark.
Yeah.
And Dark. The scene they had with Shazam, and they did show a picture of it affecting, you know,
the magic users.
Yeah, and it showed Earth 2. So I'm wondering if they're gonna. I thought they were keeping everything separate. I wonder if they just gonna. They're starting to already bring everybody back with Earth 3, Earth 2, this Earth.
I think you know the skull. I think it has a effect on magic. I think that skull is from another universe or something. But I don't know. I don't know, because they're using that skull as a doorway to open a portal to allow the crime syndicate to enter. Because
I'm wondering how did Alpha Earth 3 already? Well, you think he came through when it was first opened?
Yeah, I also because I think O3 is destroyed by what's the villain, Darkseid, because Darkseid invaded O3.
Well, I'm guessing there's ways for people to get through because Mr. Terrific went back to Earth 2,
mm-hmm.
and then Power Girl and Huntress came to, you know, this Earth. So I guess they're already mixing them a little, but I don't know. I was pretty much going to try to be done after Trinity War, you know, just kind of lay back. But
Darkseid went to Earth 3?
Yeah, because in Justice of America, Martian Manhunter read the outsider who is Alfred from Earth 3, and he said that your world is destroyed like mine.
Okay, so is Darkseid trying to take over Earth 3?
I think you already have.
That's where the crime syndicate comes from.
Yeah.
And Earth 2 as well, because with Steppenwolf, it all comes back to Darkseid. He's like the biggest. I mean, Steppenwolf is like the main.
Why would the crime syndicate let Darkseid take over?
Dude, Darkseid is taking over every universe. Because I like what they're doing with Darkseid, because there's not like many multiple versions of Darkseid. It's just one.
Steve, did you see that picture where it showed Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman? It just showed like a silhouette of them.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah, they said that wasn't them. They said that was really Crime Syndicate.
That's what I heard too.
I'll try to find it.
I saw that, but it didn't look like Owlman.
It looked like Batman, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked like Batman. But
yeah, that's the only thing. I think they switched it at the last minute. They try to that's like this whole thing with Lobo. They messing up now.
Okay, I'm going to stop my tape so I can end this audio, and we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into what we all been waiting on. So just give me a second to bring up a little song here. Where are you? There we go. All right, one moment. Let me stop the tape. All right, we're back. Lee, did you ever watch the live action Star Blazers movie? Did you ever see it?
Blazers?
Star Blazers, yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
when did that come out?
Came out a year or two ago. It never came to the United States, but you can find it online.
Is it like a Netflix thing or no?
I don't think it's on Netflix.
No.
I haven't checked it, though. But anyway.
I can find it. I'll look for it. I want to say one thing before where we left off at. I was curious to say... do you think that after Forever Evil, that'll lead into Grant Morrison's multiversity?
Probably. I don't know anything about that Grant Morrison multiverse. Tell me about it.
He's supposed to be doing like a multiverse title.
Okay.
That's all I really know about it. I'm just curious to know. It's something they had mentioned a while ago. I'm back.
I didn't know much about it, to be honest. So,
Steve, do you know anything about what do you know about the Grant Morrison's multiversity? I was wondering if after Forever Evil, if they were going to try to lead it.
I know that being is it not 2 years ago they said that they were doing that book. It's basically Morrison telling stories about all the universes in the New 52.
Okay, that will make sense then.
Yeah, I think it's a miniseries.
Okay.
Yeah, to explore each universe, stories about heroes from another universe.
So we might get the Jokester.
Yeah, because I think I saw a preview, because they showed the Question and the Beetle, Blue Beetle.
Well, I know he's supposed to be doing Wonder Woman, but
he's doing original graphic novel, Wonder Woman Year One.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's it. That's right. Yeah.
I think they changed the title to Wonder Woman something. I forgot in the name.
What, Year One or Earth One? Because they haven't done
Earth One. Sorry, Earth One. Yeah, but they changed the title to something else. It looks pretty good, especially the art. It's drawn by Adam Hughes.
All right, real quick. Join us every week for the many multiple shows on Rant EM Radio. Begin on Tuesday at 8 p.m. with The Rant, Double A, as he goes over all the week's wrestling news and goes over the recap of Raw. Saturday night is the wrestling call-in show with William Morgan and a cast of thousands, and anything can happen on that show, but it's all about wrestling, keeping it real.
Yeah, what happened last night? Anyway,
I don't want to get it until on air, but
I heard my name mentioned a couple of times. I'm just joking. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, you're Young Buck, man. When speaking of Young Buck,
hello.
You still doing Young Buck versus O'Head?
We can, but he likes to go live, and you know how my schedule is right now.
So why won't he tape it then?
I don't think he knows how to do that.
Okay, well, talk to me later. I can help. Anyway. Okay. And, of course, you still doing the ringside report with Lexicon, correct?
Yes, I did actually speak with Lexicon through a message, so both out to his son just started school, and my children are going back tomorrow, so we'll probably produce something soon.
All right, so how can he keep up to when you're going to be in the air?
Just keep look at the Random group page. We'll post something there, and Lexicon is running a Twitter. I'm not a Twitter guy, so excuse me for not knowing the Twitter handle, because I don't do Twitter well. But the best possible place is it'll be announced on all the shows, especially if you guys tune into this show. Surf will make an announcement once he finds out, and the Rant EM group page will have information as well.
And of course, we're here every Sunday at 6 p.m. unless I'm at a con or, you know, whatever. But 6 p.m. every Sunday.
Baltimore, you should Skype a live one.
I don't have no way of Skyping live from the convention center. I think you have to pay for the internet, and the internet sucks.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes. And, of course, the con would be over before I could go live on the air anyway. But I'm going to get some good audio to bring back. And
not if you did an earlier show. Nothing else is on Sunday besides NXT show.
No. I mean, like, okay, I'm at the con. I probably at panels or trying to talk to some creators or whatever, so it'd be kind of hard to do that. And I don't have the equipment anyway to bring with me, so.
I wonder if I can get a press. I wonder if there's a way you can
You can get it for free.
Yeah, like those press things.
I would do that right away then.
I've never done it. I don't even know where to start.
I'll help you with that too afterwards.
Okay.
One more thing I want to say. Where were we? Brain freeze. Alright, so anyway, sorry. So yeah, check out the website for articles and videos. And hey, Lee, you started putting up videos on your opinions on comic books. When's your next video due up? Anytime soon? Or?
I actually had one due that I was going to do Friday, but school had, you know, I had to get, we had to do school shopping, do a lot of stuff for the children, go back. So I might do one when we get off, or if not, then I'll try to get one in early this week.
All right.
But yeah, I want to cover a particular couple things I want to cover in the next week.
Yeah, so yeah, check out the website for all your wrestling news and entertainment, and check it out on Facebook, and check out my page on Facebook, the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. Check me out live on Twitter at SilverSurfer4, and I post plenty of articles during the week. So, of news, I don't write them, but I post them. So anyway, let's get back to another quick news article before we get moving to what we all here for, and that's about the new Lobo. Of course, the new 52.
Edward Cullen.
It's introducing a new design for Lobo. And the new Lobo looks, to me, looks like he's anime-ish. He's sleeker. He's supposed to be more deadlier. I don't know if I like it, personally.
I thought that they were showing off many designs of him.
Yeah, they did show off some other designs. But they have a design also.
So is it slicker? Not the buff with muscles Lobo we know?
Yes. I mean, he's built and big and everything, but
the Lobo they showed, they when they initially showed, like, dropped the report, they had showed the unused designs as well, but at the very top they showed the one they were going to go with, and he kind of looks like a Twilight vampire. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but that's what he looks like.
Listen, Lobo, he's a thug. He's supposed to look like a thug.
Mm-hmm.
He's not supposed to look like a pretty boy.
Well, this is the thing that upset me about. Okay, I'll tell you this. Lobo fans, you know, older Lobo fans, I wasn't a diehard Lobo fan, but diehard Lobo fans, they were upset because they said that, you know, they didn't like the fact that, you know, he's smaller and everything, and they were pissed about that. Me, the only thing I was disappointed with, is I'm big on continuity, is that they just did an origin of Lobo. And they had this robot go back into Lobo's past and see, you know, how we all, you know, everything started and everything. And then they're going to do this Villains Day Lobo, which, I mean, I guess they could work their way around that. But they saying this newer Lobo is going to be more vicious, and he's going after the bigger Lobo. And I'm like, well, if that robot took Lobots or whatever, that being took Lobo back to his past and, you know, showed him, they showed his origin story, how he got created and everything, then why didn't they see that wasn't really Lobo?
So it's going to be two Lobos, huh?
Be two Lobos. The big one, the one we're used to, is supposed to be the fake Lobo. I just posted a link to the picture, so Steve, so you can see the picture. That's the actual Lobo.
Yeah, I see him.
But they did in the storm. I don't know if it was Stormwatch or what it was. They did an origin story for Lobo, and they showed him before he turned color, show how he wiped out everybody on his planet, and he was real scrawny and everything and small, and then, you know, he got bigger. And but I mean, now does that mean that that's all? That wasn't real? I mean, that's what I don't understand.
We'll see. We will see. And, you know, there's a picture of Michael Rooker from the Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's dressed as Yondu, who's one of the original Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's going to be in the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie. He's going to be slash a villain, but then become a get on the good guys. And they've also said that the main bad guy for Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be the Collector.
That was going to be Thanos.
No. It's going to be the Collector. They say Thanos is going to be lurking in the background, but the main villain is going to be the Collector. Now, forgive me. The main villain is going to be Ronan the Executioner. That's who's going to be the main villain.
Damn, the Kree?
Yes. Ronan the Executioner is going to be the main villain for the Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, look at that. No, Lobo! Oh, God, what is this?
I just posted a Lobo origin on there.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking at it. So, now, the internets have been on fire since Thursday with the big reveal that Christian Bale would not do Batman anymore. You can't pay him enough. You don't want to do it. And DC and Warner Brothers, so desperate, turned to the greatest Hollywood actor of our lifetime to fill the role of the Caped Crusader. And this has just brought cheer and joy to millions and millions of internet fans. Their prayers have been answered because Ben Affleck has been casted to play Batman in the new Superman movie, where Superman meets up with the dynamic duo without Robin, Batman. Whew. My nose just got bigger. All right, don't all rush at one time. What do y'all think of this?
Well, I'm neutral with the whole, what's his name again?
Affleck!
I'm sorry, I just blanked out. That's a crap, I forgot his name. Ben Affleck. The thing is that he may not look like a Bruce Wayne. At the same time, he can probably do better if he's playing it. But at the same time, I don't know. He can make it or break it.
And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I don't know what's all the rage in the internet that's going on. Because I do understand that concern, but it's not that bad.
Well, the thing is, people have, they kind of bought into this thing that Ben Affleck's just this horrid actor, that he can do no right, right? This has been built up over years and years and years. And so, there are people that really just, you know, jumped onto this Ben Affleck can't act without knowing the truth. And so, now he's been cast, and he's a known commodity. I mean, the reports of death threats and petitions to get him taken off this film.
That's sad.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think, Jordan?
Well, you know, I'm indifferent. I don't hate it, but I'm not particularly excited at the same time. Ben Affleck is a very good actor. He's shown that he's a damn great actor on more than one occasion. When thinking of actors who could play my favorite actor, I mean my favorite character ever, Ben Affleck was one of those names that came across to me or registered, clicked right away. I'm interested to see what will be going on with it. And I think he'll be able to do a more capable job. I'm just indifferent, honestly. Again, not excited, don't hate it. I can take it as it is. I'll wait and see what happens.
Lee?
I'll start off by saying that I'm going to go see this movie regardless. I'm a DC guy, started as a Marvel guy, I'm a DC guy, so I'm going to go see this movie regardless. And I'm going to say that Ben Affleck, like Jordan said, he wasn't even someone who crossed my mind. The only mention they had of him was directing Justice League at one point. I'll say that a lot of people have been bringing up Daredevil, and I'll say that, you know, it wasn't his acting in Daredevil that I think people had a problem with. It was, I think people just had an issue with other things, and because he was the face of it, they attached it to him. But, you know, I had other people in mind. I think when it comes to comics and stuff, like, you know, people want to see their hero portrayed, that they, even if they did recast Christian Bale, there would have been a whole group of people that would have been uproar about that. It just gives comics fans a bad name when you have people who are just, I mean, just acting stupid. I mean, who are they going to kill? I mean, they went to change.org, and at the end of the day, these people are about money and what they're going to, you know, what they want to do. And I just think it's just kind of ridiculous that it's got to this point. It's really embarrassing when you hear about these people that are, you know, doing these things. I don't hate the idea completely. I'm not the biggest Ben Affleck fan. It's not like, you know, I rush out to see any of his movies, you know, but I don't hate the guy. It's not like, you know, I don't want to see him in that role. I mean, and you mentioned this, sir, for yourself, that this whole thing, they did the same thing when Heath Ledger played Batman, was playing a Joker. You know, I mean, people were like, you know, I can't believe this. What about the first night and all this other stuff? And
well, here's the thing. Okay. I will keep the open mind that I need to, because you don't know how a person's going to play until you actually see it. All right. But there are going to be a fan base who love Christian Bale and love the Dark Knight trilogy, that they're not going to accept. It wouldn't matter who you got. Because they're not going to accept that this is going to be a different version of Batman. Okay? This is not going to be the Nolan Batman.
It's got to be different. He ended the Nolan Batman.
And, you know, the Nolan Batman is not what you read in the comic book. They're fine movies, but they're not, that's not the comic book Batman. And, you know, people just hate Ben Affleck because he's done some bad movies. He's done some good movies, and I think some of the fan base haven't seen some of these movies that they hate Ben Affleck for. They're probably too young to even know what these movies are. All they know is they've heard that they're bad, so he's bad. But we'll see. I remember being skeptical when Michael Keaton got casted as Batman, because at that point all he was known for was playing Mr. Mime and Beetlejuice.
Comedy, yep.
And you know, nobody had a clue what they was going for. People thought they was going for the 60s Batman again by casting him. And then that first trailer came out, and it changed the world.
It changed. I think, that did it for you know, when it came to movies at that point. I mean, Project, you had Superman, this, that, and the other, but I mean, Superman 4 was whatever, but I mean, Batman is the one that
it changed the way movies are marketed today. Yeah. I mean, that when they, you know, before the internet and before you had like stations dedicated to that kind of stuff, when that first trailer came on TV, it was on E, but it wasn't the E that you know today. It was the kind of, all they would do is show these shows nobody watched, and then they would have a show that just showed trailers. And that first Batman trailer came on, and everybody was just aflame to how great they just loved that trailer. And it was just a teaser. And, you know, he's swinging down on a little rope inside the art museum and stuff. And he's holding a guy over a ledge, talking about, "I'm Batman." And
that craze from that Batman movie was just, I mean, you talk about every big old grandmothers wearing the Batman shirts and the sneakers with Batman. Everywhere you went, I mean, it was just huge.
You had Batman in your head, didn't you?
No, I didn't do that. Oh, okay. And I'm shaving my head. My parents won't allow that. I was 89, so I was only like 11 years old when that came out.
But all right, and then the other problem is because Zack Snyder's directing this. You already have a fan base that hate the hell out of him.
No, I don't mind he's directing it. The problem I have is that he's co-writing it. Zack Snyder cannot write.
What has he written besides Sucker Punch?
I mean, it pretty much just proves my fucking point.
Yeah, but he wrote that by himself. He wrote that by himself, so.
Did he write it with the Nolan's brother?
What? Sucker Punch?
No, Man of Steel.
No, he's gonna write the new one with
David Goyer,
yes. And
Ain't Dawn of the Dead?
I don't know if he wrote.
Yeah, 2004. He did.
He directed. I don't know if he wrote it.
You know, he directed it.
No, he didn't. He did 300. He wrote 300. He wrote Sucker Punch. He's doing a new 300 and a new Batman. That's it.
Well, Sucker Punch, that's just based off the comic book, so.
I think Sucker Punch was going for something different, though. I think they were just going for just the visuals.
Well, listen. You know, one day I'm going to bring up the courage to watch the uncut version of Sucker Punch. But I don't know when that's going to be, because it was painful enough to sit through the original theater version of Sucker Punch, and to sit through this uncut version with five musical scenes. I don't know if I can do it, but one day I may have to.
Well, I'll tell you what, they made more than they were budgeted. I mean, I don't think Ryan Reynolds' movie's been doing that lately.
What do you mean, Ryan Reynolds?
Well, did one of his movies, I think he didn't, what was the last movie, the RIPD? That didn't do too well, did it?
RIPD, yes. He had two movies come out in the same
That both week. Flopped.
Yeah, they kind of,
He didn't make half of what they were budgeted. So they did, that budget for RIPD was $130 million. They did $60 million at the box office.
Yeah,
what were they thinking?
And that's based off a comic book. So Sucker Punch did more than they were budgeted. It's more successful. Even though it, I mean, how would you rate out of Sucker Punch or RIPD? Which one would you, if you had to sit through again, Surfer, which one would you watch?
RIPD.
Damn.
Yeah, there were things about RIPD. RIPD was okay. It's just sad that, you know, they spent a lot of money on the movie.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder if some of these movies, if they didn't spend so much on, if they focus more on the story and less on some of the stuff they put in it, because some of the stuff just seems so unnecessary.
Well, would it have been done better if it was released in another month?
Maybe if it was released early in the year, it could have done okay.
But when it came out, it was like battle of the movies. A lot of movies were coming out.
It came out with three other movies that week, including another Ryan Reynolds movie, which was Turbo.
That is true. You know, I mean, it's the month they release it, the psychology of the advertising, you know, just draw people in. Because like you said, Sucker Punch was bad, but they obviously got people to go see it. They just flopped when people just hated when they saw it. But this, people didn't even go. So maybe they didn't advertise it correctly.
Well, if you'd have asked me what movie to go see that week it came out, I would have told you to go see Red 2 first. And I think Red 2 was a better movie, but Red 2 didn't do all that great either, but it did okay.
Alright, Sucker Punch or Last Airbender?
Last Airbender.
Damn. Is there anything you saw that Sucker Punch was... And Last Airbender, by the way, did more than double what they were budgeted. So, I mean, and that's probably from a lot of children, too. But, I mean, is there anything you Sucker Punch... Anything that's worse than Sucker Punch?
Yeah. But if you ask me, I'm going to compare the two and then give you an answer. And all the movies you asked me so far...
So no, I'm just curious to know because I didn't see RIPD. So that's why I was asking.
RIPD, it could have been okay if they did a few things better. But, you know...
What about the first Fantastic Four movie or Sucker Punch?
Fantastic Four.
Well, I can't ask you that. You a Marvel. Okay. Forget it.
So anyway, World's End came out this week and it opened to $8.9 million, which gave it a fourth place finish. Now it's not playing in as many theaters as some of the other movies out this week. It's only in 1,500 screens. Most movies play in 3,000 or more, so. Budget was $20 million, so Jordan, you got to go see it again in order for it to reach its budget. Yeah, but that Immortal Instruments, City of Bones, did better. Came in third place. I can't hear you.
Best films of this year.
Check it out.
I will go see The World's End again because it is one of the absolute best films of this year.
Well, it didn't beat it. Mortal Instruments beat it out by a million. It came up to 9.3 million.
Oh, you mean Twilight ripoff number 2847-B?
Yes. $60 million budget. Because all movies this last couple weeks must bow down to The Butler. Lee Daniels, The Butler. Superheroes and werewolves and vampires. They cannot beat a black butler. Just can't do it.
Well, Oprah's in it, right?
Yeah, Oprah.
So, you know, she's bringing her crew. That's
she's
already
a superhero all her own. So. Oh, so, what's the chance when Batman and Superman meet up and they're fighting that Batman says, "That's why I slept with you. That's why I slept with your mom."
I think it's loosely based on that. That's my thing. Like I.
No. You know, Ben Affleck played in Hollywoodland. Where
is he the only one that played three superheroes?
Yes. Well, he will be. He hasn't been in the most comic book movies. Ryan Reynolds played three superheroes.
Who else did he play? Don't say RIPD. Who else did he play?
He was Green Lantern. He was Deadpool. He was Hannibal King.
That's right, yep.
But, you know, in Hollywood land, he slept with Superman's mom. So, pictures have been floating around them lying in bed together.
Interesting.
No, are they making, wait, I don't understand one thing. Are they making two Superman movies?
No. Why do you say that?
Because I thought Superman, the Superman sequel would be different from Superman versus Batman.
Superman what?
Versus Batman.
Would be different from what?
Superman versus Batman.
No, Superman versus Batman is going to be different from what?
No, that's what he's saying, from the Man of Steel 2. No, it's the
same. Man of Steel 2 is Superman versus Batman.
Oh. Which is a terrible idea.
Wow, that soon?
You know what, it just reassures DC's, I just think, DC, I think, has a fear of releasing anything that's not Batman or Superman.
Because I assume they'll make a Man of Steel sequel, then they'll do
it. It is a sequel with Batman in it.
I know, but my thinking was that they would do a sequel, then they would do a Batman versus, Superman versus Batman. Because that's how I would do it.
No, it's all one movie. The sequel is where Batman shows up and tells Superman that he slept with his mom, and he was Superman at one time, and...
Man, who's going to be the villain in this?
Well, Luthor will probably show up.
And I know that after being a Batman villain to the fold.
Right. We don't want the Joker.
No, it can't be the Joker.
It has to be somebody that would make sense showing up in Metropolis.
You don't want that?
Deadshot? You said, who said Deadshot?
Me.
No, it has to be somebody
assassin type guy.
Worthy. Can't use Talia, she's been done. Maybe Lady Shiva.
I think it should be someone that's not really maybe can be like assist, you know, just like Batman. I don't necessarily know they really need a villain until towards the end. Like, maybe Batman is concerned that Superman is too
powerful.
And then, like, towards the end, they could have someone huge, and that's how the whole Justice League thing comes.
Well, the Penguin could show up, because the Penguin could show up as a businessman, even though he's also a criminal. So you could probably use him. And you could probably get away with it. Maybe the Riddler.
I just hope they divide the time correctly. That's my biggest concern. I don't like character over when they got too many characters and they don't really give you enough of.
And then of course they'll write the little love triangle between Clark and Lois and Bruce Wayne, because Bruce Wayne's the only man that Lois Lane would leave Clark Kent for.
Yeah, but at the same time, what type of Bruce Wayne are they going to display? Are they going to put Party Boy, you know, is he going to be like a more George Clooney where he got one woman at a time? Or is he going to be walking into a party with three ladies on his surrounding him? Lois Lane ain't going for that.
Women like bad boys, remember?
Yeah, Lois is a... Did they kill her in the comics?
No.
Okay. Somebody I thought said they killed in Action Comics or something.
What, recently?
Hey.
I don't know. I'm not the...
I don't read Superman, so I read Unchained, but I don't read any other ones. So I don't know.
No, they didn't do anything like that. She was injured, but no.
Okay.
No killing.
I figured it would have been everywhere if it happened.
Maybe Batman can sleep with Jenny Olsen.
Maybe they can bring back Vicki Vale. We haven't seen her in some years.
Nah, that they're not gonna be bringing in too many Batman people into this movie. Just a villain, and who's gonna play Alfred? You gotta have a new Alfred.
I don't think they need any of that.
No, come on now. Batman is not gonna be. I mean, Bruce Wayne is not traveling
Alfred,
without Alfred. Okay,
they don't need to show an Alfred surfer. They can have audio with Alfred. They don't need. It's still Superman's movie. At the end of the day,
you gotta have an Alfred. You got to have an Alfred.
Don't.
Voice of Alfred.
Exactly.
Come on now. He doesn't travel without Alfred, okay? That is his manservant.
okay, if he's going to Metropolis and he's Batman the whole time, is that
no, he wouldn't go to Metropolis as just Batman. He would show up with Bruce Wayne too.
So you know, they can have an Alfred, but he won't be too much present. He'll just be the driver. Pretty much it.
Right. I'm not saying he's, you know, you got to give him equal time, but let's see. Maybe Alfred be black this time. Maybe
Alfred would be a computer.
Maybe Forrest Whitaker can play Alfred because he has experience playing a butler.
Maybe Alfred could be a computer. Maybe Alfred could be a computer and he could turn.
Oh, how funny.
Wow.
All right. Well, I've
got to
be going.
All right. Yeah, we're going to put an end to this live feed. Join us next week. We'll have more Xanias. Thanks for calling in, Jordan. Steve, you get to keep your job for another week. Lee, appreciate you calling in. Try to call in more often when you get a chance. Maybe I'll see you in a couple of weeks. You can buy me a McDonald's hamburger while I'm down there or something.
Oh, Grandpa, you can buy me a milkshake or something. You're older.
I'm going to be your grandpa, all right.
Older brother, you're enough to be older brother. You got to buy me a smoothie.
It's your town, man. You're supposed to be treating me.
Oh, whatever. You're older, man. I'm a young, and then,
do I have to weave in and out of waste race track walls again?
I don't think so. Well, it depends on which. I don't know which way you're coming to get. You should be okay. I don't know. You know, which day are you going? Saturday?
I'll be down there for both days.
Okay. Is it Baltimore?
Yeah,
September.
Damn.
I wanted to. There's no way I can go to New York. I heard the lines and stuff, and tickets will be gone. I plan on.
I don't know if I can.
I'll get that, everybody.
You can still order single day tickets. You just
all right.
Can't
good night, Jordan.
Get a pass.
I don't know if I can go.
Glad he's going.
I might be busy.
All right, yo. Thanks for listening.
Since I'm closer.
What, to Baltimore?
Okay. Yeah, good night.
You're not showing up to Baltimore. You've been promising me that for years. So, I know
you. Dude, I was supposed to go. Something happened.
Steve, where are you from?
I currently reside in Maryland.
Oh, so you're here close by, too. Okay.
All right, let me end this. Peace.